Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, political analyst Steve Roberts with a look at Steve. 6 weeks until Election Day, and some people already turning in their ballots. It's getting closer and closer and closer every time we talk with you. Over the weekend, Nate Silver, formerly of 538, said it was one of the closest elections he's ever seen. This thing is super tight as he looks across the polls right now. Are you expecting that to change in any way? 6 weeks out, I mean, you know, anything can happen, but is this, with everything we've seen so far and this being as tight as we are, is anything going to change how tight this is all the way until Election Day?
Well, it would be foolish to say nothing's ever going to change, because we've already had three or four major unanticipated cataclysmic events over the summer, right? We had two assassination attempts. We had a debate meltdown. We had Harris taking over. But basically, you're right in pointing out that for all of that turmoil, the race has stayed astoundingly static. And in fact, you can look back and say it's been static for the last 8 years, because these famous statistics in 2016, if Hillary Clinton had shifted 80,000 votes, a tiny fraction of 1%, in three states, she would have been president. If Donald Trump had shifted 44,000 votes in three states, he would have gotten a second term. So the single biggest reason for this is Trump. Trump has a very high floor and a very low ceiling. In the last two elections, he got 46.1% in one, but that's because 6% of the voters voted third party. And then he got 46.9% of the vote and lost. And that's a very, very narrow band. And most analysts don't think he can break 47%, let alone 50%. So that's really why things have been enormously static for all of the upheaval. And as you point out, you know, Nate Silver's, I looked at his numbers just this morning. His estimate says Harris is ahead by 3 points nationally. But that might not be enough, because the Electoral College favors conservatives. Democrats waste an enormous number of votes in California and New York. Everybody points out that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, but her margin was entirely in California. If you take the other 49 states, Donald Trump actually won the popular vote. So it remains extremely close. And under one scenario, if Harris were to win Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and Trump were to win the other four swing states, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, the election would come down to one vote. The district around Omaha, Nebraska, people don't realize that Nebraska is only one of two states where they actually divide. It's not winner take all statewide. Each congressional district votes separately. The entire election could come down to how the voters around Omaha, Nebraska vote.
That's wild. It really is. But, you know, you mentioned that Kamala Harris is leading these polls. They're national polls, and we know it comes down to these swing states. Could it come down to one swing state, with Nebraska aside?
Yes. And most analysts think that the key state this year is Pennsylvania, because it's hard to see how either candidate wins without winning Pennsylvania. Harris, if she loses Pennsylvania, would have to win several of those southern states where Trump is ahead. If Trump loses Pennsylvania, as well as Michigan and Wisconsin, as I say, he would then have to win that district. And if he won that district in Nebraska, by the way, it would be a tie. It would be a tie. So 269. So Pennsylvania is the state. And you know, frankly, it's one of the reasons why a lot of people were surprised that Harris did not pick Josh Shapiro, the popular young governor of Pennsylvania as her running mate. And in fact, I saw a number of Republicans saying, thank God she didn't pick Shapiro, because if she had, we wouldn't have had a chance in Pennsylvania, and we have to win Pennsylvania. But she was more comfortable with Tim Walz, and he is an effective campaigner in the Middle West, and he helps her in states like Wisconsin. But yes, Pennsylvania is going to be the ground zero of this election. And it's a fascinating state because it has big cities that tend to be Democratic, like Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh. But because it's such a big state and because it goes east-west, the entire central area of Pennsylvania is much more rural and industrial and much more like resembles Trump country as opposed to the two big cities on either side. So, but Pennsylvania has a Democratic governor. They have two Democratic senators. If that's the key state, Harris has to be the favorite.
There's a vice presidential debate coming up. If you're in the Trump campaign, are you almost dreading it? Because since being tabbed as his VP pick, J.D. Vance has just had a number of fumbles while speaking public. Fumbles that, you know, quite frankly, he didn't really have that much of before he was running on the ticket.
But let's remember, J.D. Vance is 37 years old, I think, maybe 39. He's certainly not 40. The race he ran in for Senate in Ohio was the only race he's ever run for in public office. And it's a very good example of how difficult it is to move even from a Senate race and statewide race to the national stage. Now, Tim Walz has had his problems, too, but Tim Walz was in Congress for years. He's also 60 years old. He's been a governor of a state where you're used to a lot of attention when you're the governor. So he's a significantly more experienced politician than J.D. Vance. But, you know, one of the issues where Vance could really be in trouble on the debate is this whole craziness over his allegations, repeated allegations that the Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, are eating neighborhood pets. The Republican governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, who grew up 10 miles from Springfield, has said over and over and over again, this story is not true. And yet Vance and Trump keep repeating it. And in fact, at one point in an interview, Vance basically admitted he made it up. So you're right. I don't think vice presidents ever have much of an impact on an election. But as we've been saying, it is so, so close. And even if a handful of people look at J.D. Vance and say, I don't trust him. And after all, let's remember Donald Trump is 78 years old. And you have to look at his vice presidential pick as someone who could well inherit the presidency if Trump were to win another term. So I think bottom line is Vance does not help the Republican ticket.
Steve, thank you. Steve Roberts, sure. Political analyst, joining us this morning.